Leonardo da Vinci. Just hearing the name brings up so much, doesn't it? Timeless art, inventions that were way ahead of their time.
Definitely. A true Renaissance figure.
And the fascination, it just never stops. But now it's taking this really high-tech turn. Researchers are actually trying to use DNA to unlock some of his secrets.
It's a fascinating meeting point, isn't it? History and biology coming together. For
Yeah.
so long, understanding the past was all about documents, artifacts.
Right, digging through archives.
Exactly. But now, the idea that you could potentially pull DNA out, analyze it, well, that adds a whole new layer to understanding history. Especially for someone like Da Vinci, it gets really interesting for anyone curious about where we come from.
Absolutely. And that's really what we want to dive into today, the Leonardo da Vinci DNA project. We'll look at what this big international effort is trying to, and maybe more importantly for you listening, if you're tracing your own family history, how does it all connect back to modern genealogy?
Sounds good.
So maybe to start, what exactly is the Leonardo da Vinci DNA project? Can you break that down a bit?
Sure. It's basically a big collaborative project, got going around 2016, give or take. Involves researchers from different places like the J. Craig Venter Institute.
Okay.
And initially, one of the big questions, the main goal really, was trying to confirm if some remains found over in France in the Chapel of Saint Florent at Château d'Amboise were actually Leonardo's.
Ah, right, because there's some doubt about those remains.
Well, yeah, partly because that chapel itself was destroyed way back during the French Revolution. So, it adds a lot of uncertainty to the whole thing. Makes it a real historical puzzle.
A centuries-old mystery science is now trying to crack. I seem to remember reading they had some trouble early on finding any DNA.
They did, yeah. Early on, the teams looked at various things connected to them, belongings, maybe hoping for skin cells on artwork, that sort of thing.
Makes sense.
But those first attempts, they didn't really yield anything solid. Then something pretty significant happened in 2019.
Yo.
A lock of hair, believed to be Leonardo's, turned up. It was in a private collection over in the U.S., apparently hidden away for centuries.
Wow, a lock of his hair. That's incredible, like a direct piece of history.
Exactly. Suddenly you have this tangible thing that might hold the key.
So, what happened next? What did they do with the hair?
Well, that lock immediately became a major focus. The plan was, and is, to analyze the DNA from that hair
Okay.
and then compare it. Compare it against two main things. Any DNA they might get from those potential remains in France, and also the DNA of known living relatives.
Living relative. I thought Leonardo didn't have any children.
He likely didn't know, but he had a lot of half-brothers, something like 22 of
That's
them.
22. Wow.
Yeah. And through genealogical research, tracking family lines down through documents, researchers have actually identified people alive today who are descendants through the male line of his family.
That's amazing. So people walking around today are related to Leonardo da Vinci's family line. I think I heard a famous name was connected.
Yes, that's right. The film director, Franco Zeffirelli. He passed away in 2019, actually, but genealogical work identified him as one of those living male line relatives.
Oh.
And that provides a really crucial comparison point for the DNA work. When we say male line, we mean tracing ancestry back father, father to father, which is important for certain kinds of DNA analysis.
Okay, so connecting the past to the present through genealogy and then using DNA to try and confirm it. But is it just about identifying the remains, or are they hoping for more?
Oh, it's much broader now. The project has some pretty ambitious goals beyond just identification.
Like what?
Well, one big hope is to see if the DNA holds any genetic clues, maybe about his incredible genius, what made him him.
Any genetic markers for genius? That
Now,
sounds ambitious.
it is, absolutely. And they're also looking at potentially creating a sort of genetic photo fit, using the DNA to help reconstruct what he might have looked like.
Seriously, like a facial reconstruction from DNA.
Something along those lines, yeah. And maybe more practically, if they get a confirmed DNA profile for Leonardo, think about how useful that could be for authenticating artworks or other items attributed to him.
Wow, okay. That actually makes a lot of sense, using DNA for art authentication. But as things stand now, we're still waiting for the big results.
That's right. The research is complex, it takes time. The findings are still awaited by the scientific community.
Got it. Okay, so that paints a clear picture of the Da Vinci Project itself. Now let's bridge this over to our listeners, maybe people doing their own family trees at home. How does this massive historical DNA project relate to everyday genealogical DNA testing?
That's a great question, because fundamentally they're based on the same core idea. The Da Vinci Project and the DNA test you might order online rely on the fact that we inherit genetic information, markers. from our ancestors.
Right, the DNA gets passed down.
Exactly. And by looking at specific patterns in that DNA, we can figure out connections across generations.
And this is where, in genealogy, you often hear about Y DNA tests, right? For tracing the father's line.
Precisely. The Y chromosome, that's a piece of DNA that gets passed down from father to son, generation after generation, and it changes very, very slowly.
So it stays almost the same.
Pretty much. Think of it like a surname, but a genetic one that follows the correct male line. That makes it super useful for genealogists wanting to trace their father's line way back.
Okay.
And the Leonardo da Vinci Project, it leans heavily on that exact principle. They want to compare the Y chromosome pattern in those living male line relatives.
Like Zeffirelli's family line.
Right. Compare their Y chromosome to whatever DNA they can hopefully get from Leonardo himself, maybe from that hair, or the remains.
Yeah.
If they match, it's strong evidence.
So when someone listening takes a Y DNA test for their own family research, they're basically doing the same kind of thing, looking for matches along that unbroken male line.
It's exactly the same principle. The Da Vinci Project is just a very high-profile, complex example of Y DNA tracing in action. Using genealogy first to find the potential relatives, then using the Y DNA science to try and confirm the link. It shows you how powerful that tool can be for paternal line research.
That makes the connection really clear. It's not some totally different science. It's the same tools applied to a famous historical question. Now, you mentioned genealogy identifying relatives, but wasn't there also work done looking at Da Vinci family tombs?
Yes, absolutely. That's another important piece of the puzzle. Researchers have looked into Da Vinci family burial sites, especially in the Church of Santa Croce in Vinci. That's where historical records say his grandfather, his uncle, and some half-brothers were buried.
So going right to the source, potentially.
Kind of. They did archaeological work there, found some bone fragments that seemed to match the right time period and age for Leonardo's relatives, and those fragments have undergone some initial DNA analysis.
And the goal there is what? To get more comparison points.
Exactly. To strengthen the evidence. If you can get DNA for the tombs, and it matches the Y chromosome of the living descendants, and potentially matches DNA from the hair lock,
then you've got a pretty strong case.
A very strong case for that specific male lineage. It's like how a modern genealogist might be thrilled to get DNA confirmation from a known ancestor's burial site, if that were possible, to verify their paper trail.
Right. And thinking bigger picture, if they do manage to sequence Leonardo's DNA fully, what sort of things might we learn that people doing your own genealogy also hope to find out about their ancestors?
Well, that's where it gets really exciting, I think, for anyone interested in family history. If they get a good quality sequence, it could potentially tell us about biological traits.
Like eye color, things like that.
Possibly eye color, hair color, maybe clues about his famous left-handedness or aspects of his incredible eyesight, his visual perception, even potential hints about diet, health risks he might have had, general physical appearance.
Yeah.
And these are exactly the kinds of human details people hope for when they test their own DNA for genealogy, right? Little glimpses into the actual lives and biology of their ancestors, beyond just names and dates.
It really brings them to life in a different way. So that underlying principle of the Da Vinci Project, tracing the Y chromosome down the male line, It really is a cornerstone for a lot of genealogical DNA work.
Absolutely. The Leonardo Project, even though it's focused on this one giant historical figure, it's a fantastic illustration for anybody interested in genealogy. It shows how you can combine that old school historical digging with cutting edge DNA science.
To confirm connections, maybe uncover new things.
Exactly. Confirm links, potentially learn much more about people and their families across centuries.
It's such a cool intersection of history, art, science, and it does make you wonder about other historical figures. I think our research mentioned a couple of other quick examples.
Yeah, just for context, this isn't the only project like it. There was DNA work done on hair locks thought to belong to Beethoven.
The composer.
Right. And interestingly, that research found evidence of what scientists call an extra pair paternity event somewhere in his family's past.
Meaning
the documented father in one generation wasn't the biological father, according to the Y DNA, which just goes to show how DNA can uncover unexpected family secrets, just like it sometimes does for people researching their own trees today.
Wow, okay. So even Beethoven's family tree had surprises.
Apparently so. And there was also a Y DNA investigation related to Vincent van Gogh, looking into paternity questions there too. Again, using these genetic genealogy tools to tackle historical mysteries.
So these methods are definitely being used more broadly for historical questions.
Okay, so pulling it all together then, the main thing to take away about the Leonardo da Vinci DNA project is that it's not just about Leonardo.
Right. It's fascinating in its own right, of course. But it's also this incredible window into how DNA science can shed light on history, on art.
And it directly connects to the kind of work modern genealogists do, especially with tracing paternal lines using Y-DNA. Exactly. It shows the power of those same scientific principles, whether you're studying a Renaissance master or exploring your own family's past.
It really does. Which leaves us with a thought, maybe for you listening. If this kind of DNA analysis could potentially tell us more about someone like Leonardo da Vinci, what might it reveal about your own family history?
It's definitely something to think about, the potential stories hidden in our genes.
For sure. We'll definitely be keeping an eye out for any news from the Leonardo Project. It'll be fascinating to see what they eventually discover, both about the man himself and about the potential of this science for all of us.